But now the dining room, remember it had those big windows, they're still there, and that good floor is still, it had a hardwood floor in it. And those...
If we go out again, we ought to board, we ought to put something across the
door. Well, they have got it boarded now. And this was kind of silly, remember the little bathroom we had? And you had to pack the water into it because you heated your water on a cook stove in a big tub or in a big boiler. Then you carry it in there, and my dad put a hole through the wall, and then the water would run out. See, you didn't have to carry it out, but you had to carry it in. Remember I told you about that?
Did it get a little soggy out
yeah.
there?
Well, you know,
you didn't
just
take a bath that often, right?
No, you took a bath once a week because you didn't do it every day like you do
right.
nowadays.
Yes. Did it have a living room?
Oh, you bet. Two of them.
Two living
It had
rooms.
A parlor and a living room.
Okay, that's what I was.
And the parlor, nobody got in that, only when you had company, because okay. that had a nice carpet in it, and you had to be very careful and had yeah. to be very special.
You didn't wear the shoes you went out in the barn with.
No,
right?
to bet your life.
Did they ever call the living room the front room?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Now, how was it heated? You mentioned there was a cook stove in the kitchen.
Well, we had just stoves in different rooms.
Okay.
Upstairs, we had room one in the hallway, and that heated all the bedrooms. And then we had one in the living room. And of course, this parlor was only very special, and we'd open it, and that heat would go in there.
What did you burn in the stoves?
You burned wood and coal. My dad first didn't have coal, and then later we would go to Canyon City. He would take a horse and a wagon and go down and get a load of coal, and then all the farmers would kind of divide it up, see.
Did you, it didn't have a fireplace?
No.
Okay. Have you ever lived in a house that had a fireplace?
No. I did when we were first married, but we never used it. It wasn't too good. It's the one Kathy Benson has, and they took it out now. It had been there before.
I want to ask you if you know a couple of terms. The thing on a fireplace that the smoke goes out of is called a
smokestack.
Okay. Or would you ever call it a chimney?
Yeah, we'd call it a chimney, too.
Okay.
And then... In your old wood stoves and coal stoves, you had a damper in the pipe so that you could turn it down so the heat didn't all go up the...
Huh.
And it was right in the pipe of your stove. Now you can see my mother, behind that copper over here, had a wooden coal cook stove. And I have left the chimney if ever I want to get rid of... You see, you can see back there, there's the chimney. And
yes.
I, there's a place in the dining room that I can still put in a wooden coal stove if I ever have to.
Okay.
But with me being like I am, why, I'm not going to be doing that, I don't think. But
yes.
you never know. I have electric heat. These panels are my electric heat.
I see. The thing on top of a fireplace where you could set things, do you remember what that was called? Would you call it a mantle?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the bare place in front, would it have a name?
Well, they just, some of them would have it bricked in, and some of them would have these stove boards in front of it or something. So.
Did you ever hear it called a hearth?
Yep.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Hearth.
Okay. And the thing inside a fireplace or a stove, a metal thing where you would set the wood or the coal would be
the
called?
The grate.
Okay. And the little pieces of wood that you would use to start a fire?
Well, they were chips.
Okay, chips. Would you ever use the word kindling?
Oh, sometimes, but you usually started with the littler pieces and then put in bigger kindling.
Okay. Did you have a name for a piece of wood, a big piece of wood that you might put in a stove or a fireplace that you hoped would burn all night so you wouldn't have to get up during the night and stoke it again?
Well, I really don't know what they would, they just called it they just said bring in a big hunk of wood and we'd put it in for the night,
okay.
That's about
great.
All.
You never heard them call it like a backlog or anything like that, did you?
They just say we'll put in a big piece of wood.
Great, okay.
Yeah, I never heard that word either.
Yeah.